is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. Was the next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolina.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today on today's show is BBB.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
And Mr. 315.
315. I'm here.
Listen, and you've been hearing all the theme songs today on today's show. There's a reason. Mr. Alan Thicke, in case you don't know who Alan Thicke is, Growing Pains, wrote songs, the openings for Different Strokes, Facts of Life, and Wheel of Fortune, the original Wheel of Fortune theme song.
And for the younger generation, he is Robin Thicke's father.
And yeah, he was on How I Met Your Mother. He was just on Fuller House, the second season of Fuller House, which is funny. I just finished watching all the second season 2 days ago, and then he passes away. So he was on it for a couple, for one episode.
So you're sitting here and telling me that you binge watched Fuller House?
Yes, I did. Two. I did. I'm a man. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Oh, really? Were you watching for Jodie Sweetin?
Oh, come gosh, on, yes. You can be. No, Candace Cameron too, man.
Okay.
Candace Bruce or Bruce, whatever Cameron.
Cameron. Candace, yeah, Cameron, yeah. Bure.
The two of them. Oh. why is it I feel dirty every time I see Jodie Sweetin now? Because she looks so great. I just like, you know, when I was a child, she was, you know, a little bit younger than me.
That's how I am with Rudy Huxtable.
Keisha Knight. It feels weird, right?
I'm like that with her.
Feels weird looking at these girls when they were younger.
Yeah. Now Jodie has like three kids.
Yeah.
About three baby daddies or something.
Oh gosh.
Like two baby daddies.
I'm
like
not that surprised. Yeah. But no, I've been, well, come on, dude. You don't been watching anything?
I binge watch anime. I'm a Naruto Shippuden fan. All
right. You sound like my stepson. So what you binge watch?
I binge watch like old series. Like I binge watch Breaking Bad.
I love Breaking Bad.
Me too. Dexter. I binge watch that. I binge watch True Blood. I binge watch. I'm still two seasons behind on Walking Dead. See, I binge watch, and everybody keeps telling me about Flash. I need to.
Flash is unbelievable. I watch every week. Flash, Arrow. I love those shows.
Arrow also. Yeah.
But you know, going stuff like Cheers. I always loved Cheers. Oh, I love the 80s and 90s.
Me too. We're the same age, right?
Yeah, we're about the same. Yeah. I love the comedy stuff from the 80s and 90s. I think they're all great.
Absolutely.
You know, you talk about, you know, we were talking the other day about best dads. You know, we're talking about Alan Thicke, Mr. Seaver.
Dr. Seaver,
Dr. Seaver, thank you. You know, there's no other dads today. I mean, think about in the 80s and 90s. You had, I know this ain't a good name to bring up right now.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, all right?
He was TV dad number one.
But no, I mean, he was the dad. I mean, look at the other dads you had. Danny Tanner. You had Tony Danza.
Tony Maselli.
You also had, what was the other guy's
you
name?
You had Tim Allen. Well, Tim the Allen. Two-man Taylor.
Yeah. You also had, gosh, there's another one. Tony Danza. You had Wonder Years,
Carl Winslow.
Dad. I can't remember his last name.
I didn't really look at him like he was a great dad.
Well, he was a good dad, but yeah, not the way these other ones.
The dad
were.
From Boy Meets World was a good dad.
Yep, he was good.
I can't remember.
I know you're talking about. He was good, but there was some good. There was great TV dads, and you look at the shows now. I can tell you, I know Warren Murray from. Goldberg's is good. Mm-hmm. I know everybody says the one from Modern
Anthony
Family.
Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. I love Anthony Anderson.
He's a great father.
But if you look at, you know, Modern Family. I don't really watch Modern Family, but the dad on that show.
Oh, you talking about Ed O'Neill? He does. Yeah, he plays a pretty good role.
They talk about him all the time. But, I mean, really, you look at other shows, there's not a lot of TV dads anymore.
I watch Modern Family for other reasons.
I think everybody does.
Other reasons, yeah.
You watch it for Manny? See how Manny growing up?
I'm playing. You like Sophia.
Sophia.
No. There's nothing wrong with that. But no, there's, you know, it's funny. You when he passed away, I automatically thought Growing Pains, man. You know, how great he was in that show.
He was
a
really good dad.
He even has on radio show back in the day, too.
And I'm going to tell you, he comes on Dan Patrick Lebatard's show all the time. Yeah. Dan Patrick Lebatard's show, and he's great on that show.
Yeah.
You know, he sets up a lot of jokes. I loved him on that show when he was on it. They were playing some of his clips when he was on the show from the years. He's been on that show like over 10 years. He'll go and be on it.
We love our TV dads, man.
Definitely R.I.P. Definitely. Alan Thicke. Damn.
But he definitely will not be missed. And you think about the money he's making off of these theme songs that he wrote so many years ago. But anyway.
I'll tell you, man, 2016 has been the Grim Reaper.
I'm waiting on it to get over with because all the deaths and stuff has been crazy. I hate to go in. The next segment, first thing we'll go into is Dummies of the Week. But, yeah, much prayers and thoughts with Alan Thicke and his family. Let's go into Joseph Randall's Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolines, Dummy of the Week. Y'all got any dummies?
You want to start 315 with our guy from the Dirty South?
Oh, go ahead. I'll piggyback off you because this dude's ridiculous, man.
Mr. Dirty Bird himself, Jamal Anderson, arrested. For one, being publicly intoxicated.
As always.
For two, pulling his penis out in the middle of a store, in front of a store clerk while he was intoxicated, and then started masturbating.
At the QT. One of my favorite places.
He was trying to get him a quick trip for real.
A quick trip for real.
Mr. Dirty Bird.
Yeah. He
pulled his dirty bird. He pulled his dirty bird.
He was trying to clean it up.
Choke that chicken, I guess. Yeah.
Dirty, what are you doing? Obviously, he skipped a few meetings from the concussion protocol when he should have been in there because something ain't right. You just don't go around doing dumb stuff like that. And of course, he's locked up now. Way to go, Jamal Anderson. Way to go.
That is the double dummy of the week because that's mine too, man. I mean, that's nothing tops that.
That's funny.
Got his Pee Wee Herman on.
I may not be able to. I don't think I'm going to pop that or top that this week. I don't think that's going to happen. That is great. Who do you have any other ones?
That's it, man.
You got any?
Yeah, that's it for me,
that's
too.
That's all y'all needed. Me, yeah, one,
that's
huh?
it. That took the cake.
That took something. I don't know if I'm going to say the cake.
He was just trying to add a little more frosting to the top of the cake.
Some frosting I'll never know what it tastes like. I'll never know what that frosting tastes like. And I love frosting.
I am going to go. I have a couple. Not a lot, but I have a couple. The first one I've got is the Ravens, during their game on Monday night football posted a sacks allowed. Ravens on the season, 296.1 sacks allowed on the season. Tonight, they allowed 239 sacks during the Monday night football game. How is Flacco still alive?
They can't even, you don't even run 239 plays.
How do you
get
239 sacks is amazing. I just, you know.
Gosh. What's the average snaps per game quarterbacks play? 60? 65?
They might have 60 plays a game.
So 230, that's a span of five games. You smashed it all into one?
Yep. And then the next one I have is Cardinals wide receiver, ex-Cardinals wide receiver, Michael Floyd, arrested DUI charge after allegedly falling asleep at the wheel early Monday morning. He has been cut by the Cardinals.
Yep.
Well, he's one of the biggest disappointments, too. And Larry Fitzgerald vouched for this guy. Like, he comes in because, you know, he played at Pittsburgh. Like, Fitzgerald played at Pittsburgh. He's going to be fine. I got him. I'll take him under my wing. And he's had some okay moments.
He had a disappointing season, but he let Larry down, man. And I like
that's
I,
not cool.
And we I like Fitzgerald a lot.
Fitzgerald, damn.
And he let him down.
Idiot.
And the next one, real fast, the Wake Forest guy, that the scandal. And there's some news right now that Virginia Tech emerges as third team in Wake Forest linking scandal. Info provided was about potential trick plays. Mm-mm-mm. Virginia Tech. This is going to be dirty when
if you see this
out.
Formation, they'll probably be running this. Man, somebody need to crack that dude upside his skull.
So there's our dummies of the week. I absolutely agree with you. The rest of the NFL games for this week, let's get into those. The Saints at the Cardinals. You're talking about a pick'em game.
I'll take Arizona at home. I think it's a big week for David Johnson.
It's playoffs.
Huge week for David Johnson against New Orleans, especially with Michael Floyd gone now too. And their passing game to the outside has been anemic. It's all about David Johnson. I think 50 touches for David Johnson on Sunday. He ain't making the playoffs anyway. Let that man get his work so he can get as much money as he
can. And help my wife out fantasy football this week.
She can go ahead and lose so I don't have to play her next week after I beat
You know what's funny? By the way, let me give another dummy. You know, in our league, I've scored the most points in our league. I had the most points. No. The one that she's leading in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the top two people with points. Uh-huh. I'm number one. She's two.
And you're not in the playoffs.
I'm six. I have the most points by 30 points. I got over 1,600 points. I'm missing the playoffs.
It happens, man.
That's sad. She's second. And then Jeffrey and his wife's like ninth and tenth.
I know. They was like, damn, they came in our league and ran shop.
Hey, all I know is if we win, we're renaming the league the Summit House.
And if I win, I'm going to name it Big Shots.
You should.
I don't know what I'm going to name it. I'm going
to
name it something.
You never let a guy come – you never let a guy or a woman come to your – come to the league and take over the league and rename it after the first season. But that's what's getting ready to happen. Anyway, back to football. Arizona, New Orleans, who you got?
Like I said last week, I'm no longer going with Arizona any week.
Really?
I'm done with Arizona.
I'm almost at the point you sit Carson Palmer and you try to get the next guy up.
Yeah.
To see what you got.
Yep.
And New Orleans, what? They've lost the last three or four games.
Brees has looked anemic. He had three picks last week. He had like two or three picks the week before.
Oh, no, he's looked awful.
Has that decline finally hit Drew Brees? Like, okay, Drew, you're 40. You're not going to keep playing like you're playing. Has it finally caught up to him?
They've lost two in a row. Arizona has lost one in a row, but neither, both these teams, man, is disappointment after disappointment. I've got Arizona winning. But I could see New Orleans win this game. But I'll go to Arizona.
2.5 is the line for Arizona. 50.5 is the over-under right now.
The next game, Oakland at the Chargers. That's Raiders at Chargers. Chargers have so many injuries. Melvin Gordon probably will not play because he got hit hard last week.
That's a hip injury, too.
Yep.
We got to be careful with that.
So he probably won't play the rest of the season, which will hurt my playoff chances.
Hopefully you picked up Kenneth Farrow.
Yeah, Farrell looked like he might get a lot of carries. But the Chargers playing at home against the Raiders. So this is a divisional game, man. So who y'all got?
Man, after how anemic the Chargers looked last week, I can't see them. I can't see Phillip Rivers having two straight games like that. Chargers 31, Raiders 27.
All right.
Before I make my pick, I got some breaking news.
All right.
Sad news, man. Craig Sager passed away.
Oh, he passed away?
Yep.
He was just inducted to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, too. Well, we knew it was coming. He was fighting an incurable cancer. I mean, he was
fighting, man.
He was fighting every day. He was going to his treatments, but it was just – he fought the good fight, man. Our condolences for the Sager family. Our condolences to the TNT family. We love Craig Sager, man. We're going to miss the sport coats on the sideline. So messed up.
2016 over yet.
The Grim Reaper, man. 2016. That's my nickname for this year. Jeez. But as far as my pick goes, I'm gonna take the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Man, it's sad news, man.
Yeah, you just killed the mood of the show today. Yeah,
sorry.
No, you're right.
But I try to, you know, try to get as breaking as possible for, you know, the listeners and things like that. So, and for us also.
Yeah, Craig Sager, thoughts and prayers, man. Yeah, you know, it wasn't looking good for a while. I just hate this, you know. Best thing you can do is go out and buy one of his T-shirts. You know, they got those ugly T-shirts right now out.
Mm-hmm. They had those,
to help get for find a cure for this.
They also
cancer.
Had those Nikes they were doing, those Air Force Ones they put out there on auction that you could help bid on and help try to fight against cancer.
You know, going back to the football games, the Raiders playing at the Chargers. Listen, Philip ain't played that well either lately. He's been throwing a lot of picks late into the game, mm-hmm. into the games the last couple of weeks. San Diego's got to change it at some point. You would think him and Drew Brees would change it a little bit. I'm going with San Diego this week, man, to beat the Oakland Raiders. He's got to fix it this week. I think maybe they win this game. The next game, the Patriots at the Broncos. Who y'all got?
Wow.
Was the stat I read? Patriots are 6. No, Tom Brady's 2-7 all time in Denver.
They struggle in Denver. I think it doesn't change this week. Denver finds a way to win at home in a low scoring, like 15-12 game.
I agree with a low scoring game. I think New England like squeaks by in this game, barely, because like you said, they don't play well in Denver at all.
And plus, they're coming off a short week, having to travel to that Mile High City.
In that thin air.
Mm-hmm. With a pass rush hungry defense that loves seeing Tom Brady come to town.
So y'all are going with Denver?
I'm going with the Patriots, a close one.
I'm going to Patriots, man. I don't trust Trevor if he played. And their running game, last week they had 13 yards rushing. 13 yards rushing you had.
That's a need.
And they're not getting – I don't know where Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas are. They're supposed to be two of the best receivers in the league.
Each of them had 100-plus yards receiving last week.
How many touchdowns they have?
They only have one.
Okay, there you go. They ain't scoring touchdowns. You can get as many yards as you want. You ain't scoring touchdowns in this league. You ain't winning games. Ask the Dallas Cowboys the last couple weeks. And the Broncos defense have been run on. People have been running on the Broncos defense.
You can run on the Broncos defense.
So I think Blount has a big game. I think it's a blowout, dude. That Broncos team, it's just they don't have it like they had it last year. The next game, the big game of this weekend, the Bucs at the Cowboys. This is going to be a dogfight. Who y'all got?
Man, Bucs at the Cowboys. I will take the Cowboys at home. I am not ready to put all my eggs into the Jameis Winston Tampa Bay basket yet. I know they've been playing better, but I think the Cowboys can run the ball. I think Zeke has a big week, but I think Mike Evans has a big week too. 27-24 Cowboys on a late field goal by Dan Bailey.
Mm. Go ahead. You want Jameis to win. I know you do.
It's a tough one for me.
No, it's not. You don't like the Cowboys.
No, you know what? I'm not a
Cowboys. And I'm actually a Cowboys hater.
I'm not a Cowboys hater at all. I've never been. Actually, if I wasn't a Bears fan, the Cowboys would probably be my team, actually. Because I used to love that star in the helmet and Tony Dorsett. But anyway, I'm going to go, as much as I want my boy Jameis to win, Dallas bounces back, man, at home. 31-27. That's 31-27. Dallas bounces back at home.
This scares me. I've told you guys all year, a team that is more physical than us scares me. The Giants have been more physical twice. We beat up on the Vikings, but the Vikings was just as physical. This week, Jared McCoy scares me. All right, he does. We have to change the game plan. Like you said earlier, Big Shot, we got to take some chances deep. We got to spread it out. We have the speedsters outside with Terrence Williams, Dez Bryant, and Cole Beasley, Jason Witten down the middle. And throw the ball to Zeke in the middle. Let him get open spaces and take – look at what he did against the Steelers with that screen pass. I ain't seen a screen pass since. You want coach of the year, Jason Garrett. This is the week you need to earn it. I'm going to say the Cowboys win 34-27.
Same score as me.
I thought you said 31.
31, right? I did say that. I'm sorry.
I'll say 34-27. It's going to be close, though. I mean, I think it's going to be one of the back-and-forth game. Hopefully, we play really well, and we can play Tony in the second half and let him get some snaps. But I think the Cowboys – I think we win. We clinched home field throughout the NFC playoffs this week. So there you go. There's all the picks in the NFL this week. Let's go into who you sitting at the bar with.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet.
Who y'all got? Y'all got anybody you sitting at the bar with this week?
I am sitting at the bar and buying a drink for Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Him and his entire posse, LeBron James. This man has been incredible his whole time. Since he was 16 years old, he's been in front of our public eye. All the pressure of winning, being one of the greatest of all time, he's done nothing but answer the bell. He's put a lot of his friends in positions to be successful multimillionaires. He's fastly approaching becoming a billionaire himself. And it's just shaping the way of how businessmen should come up and paving the way for all these next generation NBA players who are signing to his management team now, right now, Clutch Sports, including Ben Simmons. And a couple other guys. So, way to go, LeBron James. Keep rolling with your posse, man. Make it happen. Keep doing what you do, family.
All right. What you got?
Couple people, but I think I want to sit down and have a drink, a couple of drinks, because I want to hear what he's really thinking. Your boy. Tony Jones Romo, the third.
Antonio.
Tony, how does it feel? You're getting so close to getting a snap. How does that feel, Tony? What's going through your head right now? And don't be politically correct either. Tony, have another drink.
Half this bottle.
Yeah.
Give me 30 minutes afterwards, and then we can talk.
And then
to lose the
truth. I want to hear it all.
You know, the only people I really hear that talk about this every week is people in the media. I don't hear, you know, Jerry's Jerry, whatever. But the only people I hear, Cowboys aren't really saying, hey, let's talk about it every single week. No, everybody outside is talking about it every week. So I get it. But all right. For me, it's Alan Thicke and Craig Sager. I'm sitting down at the bar up there in heaven and having, you know, especially Alan Thicke, man. Craig Sager, amazing man. But Alan Thicke, the stories you could get from him. Man, he'll tell you some stories, definitely. I'm going to go back and add one dummy of the week, Jay-Z. I got an issue with Jay-Z this week. You're on Sports Illustrated show, and you're mocking the whole posse thing. All right, as a white man, I don't say that word because I usually call my crew if I have a bunch of friends or my buddies or whatever. But I think it's embarrassing for an African-American man to get on stage and mock using that word. But it's not okay for Phil Jackson shouldn't use it. Jay-Z shouldn't be on stage mocking Phil Jackson for using it. And LeBron's sitting back like, ha-ha, it's funny. Come on, man. This is where in society, if it ain't okay for him to say it, it shouldn't be okay for you to say it. And in this society, it's okay for one guy to say it, but not the other. That is being as racially biased as the other person. And Jay-Z standing up staring, like, ha-ha, this is funny.
I think, like, the word posse itself is not racially negative.
No.
In any way. It's just the way that Phil Jackson had put it.
It was the context.
His posse, the guys that get the cars and grab the girls and stuff like that.
But Jay-Z didn't use it any better. Listen to what he said. It wasn't any better. Why are you even using it? Why are you mocking the guy?
Anytime we can take shots at Phil Jackson, we want you, to take shots at Phil Jackson.
Everybody's got their opinions, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't think he went out of his way. When I heard Phil Jackson remarks, he went out of his way. And I'm not standing up for Phil Jackson, but Jay-Z, I just was classless, I think, the way he did it.
Like I said, it was more the problem I had with it with Phil, the only problem I had with it, Phil, he used it in reference to LeBron James's crew. But Phil, you never heard Phil use it in reference to Jordan, to Pippen, to Shaq, to Kobe.
But no offense to those guys, they didn't have a crew or a posse that you always saw them with, right?
I'm sure
you didn't see their friends.
But I'm sure
all the time.
But I'm sure Phil. I mean, Shaq has a known
right, yeah,
entourage.
Group, yeah.
But Phil saw them all the time. I'm right. sure.
Well, yeah, I'm
Phil
sure that.
Probably used this stuff, but social media then. Isn't what social media
right,
is
exactly.
now.
That's true. But, I mean, I just think, you know, you see the word is fine. You find it offensive. I get it. That doesn't mean that everybody else should be up on stage mocking it and using it. I mean, I think it's the same word with the other word that people don't like using. Other people don't like using. You shouldn't use it. That doesn't mean somebody that's doing an album or doing whatever else should be able to use that same word.
Yeah, like the N-word, like black people. Oh, well, we can use it. No, you don't. Just don't use it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't think that word should be used anyway. I mean, we all have words we use, right, mm-hmm. for our friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I just – anyway, Jay-Z, I thought it was a little bit classless the way you did it and stand up and LeBron sitting back like, that's good. It's all cool.
Everybody got love for Jay-Z.
Well, any shots at Phil is going to be, you know, at this point is going to be.
But, you know, a lot of guys, I mean, LeBron's around our age, a little bit younger. You know, we grew up watching Jay-Z. Jay-Z was a superstar. He's putting videos out. He's putting these movies out.
Yeah.
He's showing, hey, I came from nothing, and I'm living large.
You know who else did?
That's what
Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre came from nothing. All right. I don't hear him doing it. I don't hear him acting the way you do.
Yeah, well, but Dr. Dre's doing other things though that are kind of
like beating up his female artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even go there. I got you. I just, you know. Anyway, let's move on to Cash Money Players of the Week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy. Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
Wow. I don't know how to do a segment now without hearing news about Craig Sager. That's mm-hmm. just crushing.
Yep.
Anybody got one?
Derek Carr reaching out to Johnny Manziel, extending that olive branch like, look, I know you've been going through a lot. I'm here, man. I want to befriend you. Hopefully let me help you get back right, and let's help you find your way back to the NFL, even if it's just my backup, even though you were drafted before me. But just, you know, extend that olive branch, because I haven't heard anybody else outside of
his family,
right? Somebody trying to reach out and say, hey, I just want to be your friend. I just want to reach out and sit and talk with you. So way to go, Derek Carr.
Cash Money Player of the Week. Guys, I keep it in the NBA. Chris Paul, 20 points, 20 dimes, 0 turnovers. That's
hasn't been done 50 plus years.
That's amazing to have the ball in his hands as much as he does and not throw it away, not one time the whole game. And he already averages only 2 turnovers a game to 10 assists. So, I mean, he's still just mistake-free basketball at all times. So that stat alone, I mean, that was just amazing to me. So, yeah, that's definitely my Cash Money Player of the Week. CP3, 20 points, 20 dimes, zero turnovers. That's almost like having 10 touchdown passes and no picks. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that'll be that's my cash money player of the week.
That's more impressive than any triple doubles, seven triple doubles
and
in a row.
And that was I think so. Because, you know, with those triple doubles he's averaging, he's four turnovers from a quadruple double. So,
that's a good one. Le'Veon Bell for 293 versus the Bills. Cristiano Ronaldo wins his fourth Ballon d'Or as the world's top soccer player. Only Messi has five. Record five.
They love that Ronaldo guy, man. He sucks.
He does not, dude. He's the best player in the world. He sucks. Everybody hates the guy because you don't look like him.
I don't want to look like
him. I do. I want to look like him. Oh, yeah. Dude, he's a handsome guy.
I want my bank account to look like his bank account, but damn.
Euro greasy.
Dude,
I like looking like me, but
no,
I mean, this guy gets so many passes for doing nothing.
He just won an MVP
for doing nothing.
That's not true. He led the league.
Portugal won the UEFA championship last year. Where was Ronaldo at?
Hey,
on the sideline.
How did they get there? How did they get there?
It was Ronaldo.
Ronaldo helped.
Ronaldo.
Hey,
missed
as
a
always,
PK in the semifinal.
Hey, as always, look at the stats. The stats says he's one of the best ever. He's one of the best.
Well, when you don't, they allow you to kick the ball all the time. All you have to do is play offense, Ronaldo.
Oh gosh!
Just stay
All right. As I argue with my nephew, Ronaldo is the best player ever in soccer. Messi's second.
Pele. Right.
Freddie Adu.
What did Freddie Adu? Adu. Lamar Jackson for wins and Heisman. Nice. Give him credit. Dodger, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I loved his speech, too.
He's my dummy of the week.
Who?
Why is that?
Lamar Jackson. Hanging out with Dummy.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Johnny Football after.
Johnny Football's a great time to hang out with. He can get you in the club.
No, but he can get you out of the NFL, too.
Lamar Jackson ain't going to the NFL yet.
All I saw in that picture was career suicide. That's all I saw in that picture.
Yep, me too. I saw it. I was like, yeah. But no, I get why he's saying it. They're the closest in age to each other, so I get it.
Yeah.
Dodgers re-signed closing pitcher Kenley Jansen to a 5-year, $80 million deal.
Way to go.
Justin Turner also signs a 4-year, $64 million deal. Congrats to them. Lamar Jackson and Myles Garrett headline the first team AP All-American. Bama has four players on the list. Cam Newton donates $30,000 to start backpacking program for kids in need. As always, Cam, you do great things for the kids. The kids off the field.
He is huge in the community. He went and donated $10,000 more to the food bank after that $30,000 deposit. Then he ended up at Dick's Sporting Goods where he was signing autographs and doing things for the kids
too. It was $150 apiece.
You know he got to make some money too.
No, you don't, man. It's kids, man. It's kids. You ain't got to have
40 grand.
I know, but you ain't got $100 for a kid to get an autograph. That's cheap. That's embarrassing, man.
Scam Newton strikes again.
Scam. Yeah, come on. It is. It's horrible.
Stop.
Charge $150 for a kid to sign something.
Look, it's a football. It's a helmet. It's some kind of memorabilia.
You got
to
get that trade off somewhere, don't he?
And you get the picture with Super Cam.
Exactly. Because he's in the – it's the Diva Cam. It's the Diva Cam. He got to be out there somewhere.
Nobody does anything for free.
But you know what? That's not true. Cam Newton, we got to give you credit for what you do for the kids. I ain't going to go anywhere off of that. You're really good with kids, man. And I'm sure chance number two will be even better.
Is it a boy?
Chosen
two, I guess.
Is it a boy?
That's what they say. I guess it's going to be called Josh. No, I'm just kidding. We're getting to that. Sean Lee breaks own team record credit with 22 tackles against the Giants. Hassan Whiteside, 26 points, 22 rebounds last night against the Celtics. And John Wall breaks Wizards all-time record, 763. Timberwolves, no?
Miami played. Who did they
play
last night?
Because the Celtics and Spurs. Yeah, Celtics,
that's right.
Spurs.
Celtics played Spurs.
Miami played Indiana last night.
Right.
Indiana.
Pacers.
Yep, the Pacers. That's right. That's right.
26 and 22 for Whiteside. Big ups for him for that. We'll end this segment. We'll come back and we'll finish up with some NBA talk, Bon Voyage, and two words for you. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.